Hey friends, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast is fueled by Riverside. Now, Riverside is my podcasting and now my YouTube video recording studio of choice, and they make it super easy to record remote podcasts and video interviews that look and sound like they are recorded in a million-dollar studio. Now, I started using Riverside because the sound quality was incredibly awful with Zoom, and sometimes myself or my guests would have really bad internet connections. And I found a great solution with Riverside because, unlike other platforms that save your recordings directly to your cloud, Riverside saves it on your device first. And this helps maintain recording quality regardless of internet connection, which I love. So after years of recording with Zoom, I am so happy I made the switch to Riverside because the quality of my audio sounds so much better. And now I can also create AI-generated show notes with a click of a button. I can create clips for Reels and YouTube Shorts and for Instagram stories. I can also create a transcription of my podcast or even YouTube video and rewrite it for blogging purposes. The fact that I can streamline my podcast recording process and YouTube content creation process means the world to my systems and workflow love and heart. Now, if you are ready to have a seamless podcast or YouTube experience with Riverside, head on over to the show notes after listening to this podcast to snag my affiliate link and get Riverside for as low as $15 a month. So Dubsado is also another company that fuels the Systems and Workflow Magic brand on a daily basis. If you are new to owning your own business, you'll quickly discover that having a great CRM tool, which is a customer relationship management tool, is an essential component to running the back end of your business, especially if you're working one-on-one with clients. Dubsado's mission is to help you automate your work, grow your business, and get back your time with powerful workflows. Now, there are tons of CRM tools out there, and it's hard to know who to trust. But what I love most about Dubsado are the people behind the business, because they go above and beyond with customer support because they want you to run your business seamlessly. Yes, even as a small business owner. So if you are looking for a CRM tool that will not only house your workflows, invoices, questionnaires, contact forms, proposals, and so much more, you can get started with Dubsado if you go to the show notes, and you can get a special code for 30% off your monthly or yearly subscription when you use my code DollyDeLongEducation, all one word, at checkout. This is the easiest yes for your business because Dubsado will work for you while you are away from your desk. Again, head on over to the show notes and use code DollyDeLongEducation at checkout to snag 30% off your yearly or monthly subscription. Welcome to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast, where I help entrepreneurs go from scattered to streamlined in their creative businesses. I'm your host, Dolly DeLong, a wife, a mom, and a photographer turned systems educator. Join me every week as we have conversations centered around creating tactical workflows and automations in your business. Now, let's make some strategic workflow magic. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. I am your systems and workflow BFF and guide, Dolly DeLong. And on today's episode, I have two new friends I am excited to introduce to you today. So on the podcast with me, I have Amy Renicky and Jennifer Draper. And these two have over 16 years of combined blogging experience. And Amy and Jennifer are passionate about helping other women business owners create blogs that allow them to build a business that offers them the avenue to their goals and their dreams. Now, they both started Spark Media Concepts in 2017 to help women share their stories, passion, expertise, and perspectives to share content that adds value to others via their blog. Now, together, they coach women in their courses, memberships, and podcasts about growing their blogging business because they believe in community over competition and helping others succeed. So on today's podcast, we are going to be chatting about just how to incorporate a blogging workflow as a small business owner. So you don't have to be necessarily a blogger, like a professional blogger, to listen into this episode. I want you to listen in, especially, it doesn't matter what type of business owner you are. You know me, you know, I encourage some sort of long form content, whether it be blogging or having a podcast or having a YouTube channel. But blogging, having an established blogging workflow is really important. And so I invited Amy and Jennifer on the podcast because they are the experts and they have so much wisdom to share with you. So without any further ado, Amy and Jennifer, did I miss anything in the formal introductions?
No, I think you covered it.
Well, thank you so much for thank you so much for having me, like I'm on your podcast. Actually, everyone who's listening in, I will link their podcast in the show notes. I was just on their podcast just released today, so that's why it's fresh on my mind. They are on my podcast, so you all can laugh at me. But I'm really excited about diving into this topic because systems and workflows are my jam, but especially establishing a habit of incorporating blogging into one's business. I believe that's super important, super key, not just to create content for content's sake, but for SEO purposes, to be found, to be a searchable answer to somebody's question. I want to teach people, like, to give them the strategies on how to begin doing that. So yeah, let's dive in.
I think that's really awesome that you have that lens already, that's something that needs to be taught, because there are all different kinds of content creators, not just bloggers. And blogging has evolved so much over, you know, the last 10, 15, 20 years that it's not really what we think that it used to be. And it's evolved so much. It can serve so many different, you know, business owners. It can serve individuals. It can be a passion project. It can be a hobby. But I think that's something that when someone is blogging, it's this whole like systems and workflow thing that a lot of creatives can feel a little apprehensive about incorporating into their business because they're used to that creative side. And it's the organization side sometimes doesn't come along quite so easily. And truth be told, Jennifer and I have come a long way just in creating our own organizational, you know, processes and systems that we didn't always have. And so I think that this is kind of a perfect way for us to share, like, hey, we used to do it this way, kind of flying a little bit more by the seat of our pants, and that didn't always serve us very well. And this is how you can do it a little bit better.
I love that. Jennifer, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's just when it comes to blogging, it can add so much value to any online business. But I think a lot of people hold themselves back because they feel overwhelmed by the idea, because blogging does take consistency. It takes like completing quite a few steps in order to get from nothing to a blog post. And so I think that's what holds most people back. But if you really just take a moment and kind of break it down, it's so manageable for people to create some sort of consistent schedule so that they can create, like you said, that long form content that's going to serve their business.
And I love, Amy, I think it was you that said, don't just fly by the seat of your pants with blogging, well, pretty much anything in your business. And I know like a lot of my listeners are traditional creative minded business owners. And I always say, I love creative minded business owners. There's just something so amazing about the way a creative minded business owner's like brain works. It's so incredible, so amazing. But then there seems to be some sort of disconnect between, okay, how can I bridge more organization with being creative and still be true to my craft, but also run my business? And so I'm excited about bridging this like one gap in helping creatives understand, hey, like you can still start making steps towards having a successful blog, regardless of what kind of business you have, and still like be true to your creative side, your creative nature. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. I think it makes total sense, because I think that when you are a creative, and if organization or just having those systems doesn't come naturally, then we kind of make it bigger than it needs to be too.
And, yes.
And we tell ourselves it has to be this big, huge production when in all honesty, it really doesn't. It's just maybe, you know, utilize something other than a post-it note or a notebook that you're going to lose. And maybe just set up very simple systems and start there. But you have to allow yourself to be a beginner with most things that you do. And often I think when we don't allow ourselves to be that beginner, that's where we kind of sell ourselves short and we never even take that first step to saying, okay, like I'm really enjoying this part of my business, but maybe you're feeling like really burned out. Maybe you feel like you're burning the candle at both ends. And I know that it feels, and I'm speaking from personal experience here, I know that it feels really scary when you start to kind of put these things into perspective in your business and you're like, hold on, I feel like I'm adding a whole bunch of steps. But really what you're doing is you are doing a little bit of front end work to actually free up time later. And so putting in that work to create some organizational systems, just in a really simple way to where you don't have to overthink it every single time you need to sit down and write a blog post or share a social media post. Like, you know what you need to do to get from A to Z. And that's spelled out for you. And so you don't get lost in the process of it each and every time. You know exactly what's expected of you, and then you can move forward. But first you have to decide, like, what is it that I do and how can I actually set up these processes?
So it sounds to me like you are encouraging listeners to like document what they do either or what they would want to do. So when you're teaching your students, okay, this is how to like, how do you start teaching them essentially how to start documenting their SOPs in blogging? Like, where do they begin? Because that seems to me, when I'm looking at it, it seems like such an overwhelming task.
It does feel like an overwhelming task. I mean, for anybody, because when you are blogging, there's so much information out there about what you, quote, should be doing. And so even what we teach our students is, yes, we're going to hand you as part of one of our courses a checklist, and here's what you should do to create a blog post. But even that, you still have to take that with a grain of salt. And what we really teach our students is you have to sit down and look on paper, what does your day look like? So how much time do I actually have available? And then what we kind of insist people do when they get to that point is take a time inventory. So this is one of the hardest things to do, I feel like. Even for somebody like me who likes to be organized, it's really hard to make yourself sit down and write down every single thing you're doing. So pick a couple of like typical days. And if you're not blogging yet, then your best bet might be to like document all the other things you're doing and what you think you need to do with your blog. Because if you don't even know and you're just doing all these steps like from memory, you're not really going to have a good idea of what you're doing that's impactful versus just like spending time on something. So just starting with that inventory of what you're actually spending time on, and then you can take that list that you've created and start just being kind of ruthless with it, like crossing stuff off that you're like, you know what? Yes, I would like to do this. In an ideal world, this would be fantastic, but in reality, this isn't going to make an impact right away. So I need to cross these things off the list or move them to a different list that I will put in the drawer and look at later, and really look at those things that you have to do to have an impact on your blog or your business today.
Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned like creating a list. How do you educate the students who don't gravitate towards creating a list for themselves? They like to do things fly by the seat of their pants. Like, how do you get those students to see the value of documenting their time? And then of course it impacting their blog writing process.
I think one of the ways that you kind of have to do it is you kind of have to ask them what their why is. Like, why are you doing this business in the first place? And connect with that first and foremost. When they can understand truly why they're doing this, and we really coach mainly women who want to blog as a business. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're blogging as a business, you're going to have to make some important business decisions. Like, nobody earns their revenue goals just like doing whatever they want every day. I mean, I guess some people might, and that's, I'm going to call that lucky, to be honest.
Yeah.
But there has to be some form of, these are the tasks that need to be done. These are the tasks that leads to revenue. These are the tasks that leads to traffic, et cetera. And so behind all of that though, is the why. All of it is. And so why are you doing this? And what are the different tasks that you need to do in order to meet the end goal? And so basically that's just refining what they really need to do, instead of asking yourself this question, like, okay, well, I know I need to be on Pinterest. I know I need to put out 3 blog posts a week. I need to be active on social media. I need to have a newsletter. Every blog post needs to go out. I mean, how many of you are listening? I don't even think blogging sounds like fun anymore. That's exactly how we feel. But really what we teach them is, when you start blogging, you have to be honest with yourself about the amount of time that you have, first and foremost. And Jennifer was talking about that time inventory. But then the next step is to refine what actually fits into the time pockets that you do have. What is actually going to move the needle forward with what your end goal is? And that looks different for every content creator, every blogger, every business owner. It also depends a lot on your niche. Some niches perform better on Pinterest. Some, they need to have a social media presence. Some people don't have anybody like on social media, and it's all in their newsletter. So you kind of have to do a little bit of evaluating as you're creating and decide like where your people are. And then that can help you align with your business goals even more. Because if you don't know how you're connecting, and you don't know if what you're doing is actually doing anything for your business, then you are just going to continue to fly by the seat of your pants, and you're going to get frustrated when you don't reach your goals, or your time is just spent, you know, spinning your wheels each and every day, and it's not actually moving you forward.
I also have maybe a hot take opinion. I also think this is where shiny object syndrome comes in, because if you're not really highly attached to and highly aware, let's say that, aware of your whys, of your own business, your own goals, then when something else comes that's so shiny and market, like it looks cool to market in this way, you're going to dive into that and then quickly burn out. Instead of, like you were sharing, Amy, like documenting, getting down like to the nitty gritty of refining your process of what needs to be done, of what needs to be top priority. We're talking about in relation to blogging. And so you really won't get anywhere.
Mm-mm. There's a lot of shiny objects these days, I think. Yes. I'll use an example, like TikTok has literally blown up over the last several years. And that's just been a shiny object that has had no gravitational pull for us. Like, we don't want to do TikTok. I don't want to have to do another social media platform in order to find the people. And so we never have. And I'm sure that we could find success on TikTok. I'm sure some of our ideal audience is on TikTok, but that's just kind of a boundary in our business that we haven't been willing to cross. And that's important too, to know like what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do in a way that makes sense, is what I'll say. Like, sometimes you can't dig your heels in and be like, nope, I'm absolutely not doing this. Like, I would not suggest doing that with SEO. Like, I would suggest actually learning SEO.
Please. Yes.
But,
yes.
But you want to, that is more what we would encourage people to lean into, is making sure that you're doing SEO versus being on TikTok. If you have 3 hours a week and that's all you have, you need to be focused on SEO, not on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I will clap to that. I will snap my fingers for you. I don't even know if that's cool to do anymore. Okay. So let's say a listener's like, okay, I know my why of why I want to do my business, who I want to serve. I am taking the steps to refining like what needs to be done for my blog. I'm taking the steps for SEO. I am taking the steps to make the time to blog at least once a week, if not once a month, to drive more traffic to my business. Then what would be in your mind the next step, the next system for this business owner to take?
So I think the next step is you have to find a way to create your system. So whether you're going to use a specific software, an Excel spreadsheet, whatever it's going to be, you have to create the system and stick with it, because there's it's kind of shiny object syndrome there too. You know, whether you see Asana or ClickUp or, you know, Airtable or whatever, there's no one perfect way to do it. You have to just kind of take a moment, evaluate the different platforms, see what's intuitive to you, and then you just have to go forward with setting something up that will help you either automate that a little bit or at least keep track of it. Because I think the biggest struggle that we can have is that when we have it all up here in our head, it takes up a lot of space and it takes up a lot of time. And mm-hmm. you're just constantly thinking about what needs to be done versus sitting down and getting stuff done. So you need to get it into some kind of a list where every day when you sit down, you know, whatever it is, first thing in the morning to start your day, you can pull it up and you can see the list of here is what I need to do today. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can keep it really simple and just create some lists based on the most important things that you have identified that need to be done and work from that every single day. And, you know, that's going to be kind of a process. You're going to start and you're going to add things and you're going to adjust things as you go. But really just creating that overall simple plan to get your work done every day and then kind of keeping your head down and staying focused mm-hmm. once you do that so that you're not constantly trying to take on a new project, because you can look at your list and you can go, you know what? There is no room for this new exciting project in the list right now. It's going to go somewhere else and I'm not going to think about it until I have time to do so.
I love that. I love that reminder of just like staying in your lane, keeping your head down and focusing in on the tasks that, like I was thinking, focusing in on the tasks that are going to help you create more income and sustain your business versus, you know, being so scattered and not really Absolutely. Knowing what is sustaining your business. That's a really good reminder. So listeners, like that's like creating a workflow for yourself. Like once you've refined your, like your why of why you're going, again, this is all going back to blogging, creating a system and a workflow for blogging for yourself. I will ask you this, I'm putting you two on the spot. Do you two have in your shop, do you have any templates or systems for blogging for a person to get started with blogging?
Yeah. So if somebody is just wanting like a basic workflow to manage their blog, we actually have a free template that they can download on our website.
Okay.
We'll make sure to give you the link to that if that's something great. That they would find helpful. It's a really basic starting point to help them manage their blog workflow on a daily basis.
Perfect. I love that so much. I'm sorry. I just put you two on the spot, but I'm like, oh, these two are the blogging queens. I'm just going to ask them. So I will be sure to put that in the show notes and also the corresponding blog, no pun intended, that goes with this podcast episode. I will be sure to put it in there. And for those of you who are listening, you can check out my exact Trello board template. I went into depth with this Trello board template on Amy and Jennifer's podcast. And so I'll be sure to link that show in the show notes as well. So you can listen to how I like utilize my project management tool of choice for blogging. What project management tool do you two use for blogging?
We use ClickUp. And okay. I actually love that you use Trello and we use ClickUp, because I think that it's like different strokes for different folks, you know, like some things work for some people and some don't, you know, and ClickUp has worked really well for us. So our template is actually based in ClickUp. And so that kind of gives people a couple different options to see which one they connect with more, which I think is really, really important to make sure that whatever content management system you're using like that, it works for you. It doesn't matter what Dolly loves or what we love or what somebody else loves, but it needs to be something like you get in there and you use it and it feels intuitive to you and it makes your business simpler versus making it more complicated. And that's just right. If you're using something right now that just does not, it's just like you get in there every day and it stresses you out. I would just encourage you. There are a lot of different ones too. I think there's Monday. There is Notion I've heard about. There's a lot of different ones. We were recommended ClickUp. It works really well for us. And so that's just what we've stuck with. But it doesn't mean that that's the only option that you have. I just want to make sure that, you know, we encourage people with that, because all of our brains work very differently. And so just figuring that out. And like Jennifer said, even if you're using like a Google Doc of some sort, you can do that too, you know, but just finding a way that works for you and then sticking with it for a while and then revising and making a new plan if you need to make sure that that your processes continue to work for you and not against mm-hmm. you, and that That's it actually right. simplifies your, that it actually simplifies your business instead of adding another stress. Cause that's the whole point of creating these workflows, is that we are actually like going to become less stressful in our business, like less stressed. We're not trying to create stress. We're trying to streamline it in order to be able to like have the business that we want, but also live the life that we want too, and not feel like we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off all the time.
I love that. So Amy, I'm just going to reiterate your, I got 4 points from both of you in this conversation, so that high level listeners can, again, re-listen to this, take notes. But if you want the bullet points right now, we basically chatted about how important it is to know your why of, well, first of all, like why you're running your business, so that you won't be easily distracted, let's say, easily distracted by shiny objects for that will make running your business even more complicated. So know your why, then document what you do on a daily basis and get down to the nitty gritty in terms of blogging, and then refine that into what really needs to be done. And what is your top priority that aligns with your current business goals, that aligns with your why? And then number three, creating a plan of setting up workflows. Okay, this is where the workflow portion comes in. And then number four, Amy, you brought it in, follow through and revise, because your business is ever evolving and changing. And hopefully you'll be growing and scaling. You know that sexy word, scaling. Everybody likes to talk about it, but hopefully in the future you will be growing and scaling. And so you need to continue to refine and revisit that blogging workflow. Mm-hmm. Is it still working for you? Great. If you've added a team member, like how can you integrate them into the workflow for blogging, and so on and so forth. So it is an ongoing process that I encourage listeners to revisit at least, I don't want to be overwhelming and say once a quarter, but at least once a year, like refine this blogging workflow and see if it still works for you in your business or if you need to revise it.
Totally agree. And I think as you, something else that we do is if something needs revised, you can also like keep like a task for that is what they call it. Yes. In ClickUp. And then you can go back to it. So if you don't have the time to do it right then and there, you just keep that running list that's saying, okay, well, when I do have time, these are the things that I want to change or update. And that just simplifies that process too.
Okay. So I am going to put you two on the spot again. So sorry. You're like, why did we agree to this interview? She did not prepare us for it. It's not like I'm putting you on the spot with these like deep, dark questions. It's like very, it's like blogging related. So what would you say to the business owner who's okay, I have looked at my schedule and I have 2 hours to dedicate to blogging versus somebody who has like more time. Like how would you develop a plan for the business owner A with limited time per week versus business owner B who has a little bit more time? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry, but I know like every business owner is different with setting up a system for blogging. And I like to encourage my listeners with like just different strategies to think through.
I think that's the beauty of blogging, is that it can kind of fit into your schedule no matter how much time you have. You're just going to adjust kind of how much content you create. And it will depend a little bit on your niche. Like for me to create content, I'm a food blogger. So that takes a fairly large amount of time to create recipes versus somebody else who might be able to pull their content together a little quicker. But overall, you just need to kind of know what it takes to put it together. But somebody who has 2 hours a week might be doing a blog post every other week versus somebody who has more time might create 2 blog posts a week. But what we really encourage is to figure out what you can do and do it consistently, because when it comes to SEO, when it comes to, you know, serving your audience, the consistency is probably one of the biggest pieces. And doing so in a way that you've allowed yourself to create quality content, and that is far more important than the volume of content that you're creating. So that's really the adjustment that you would make in terms of blogging, is you would just create content on a you know, different basis, like monthly or biweekly, versus maybe having multiple blog posts going out per week.
Gotcha. I have something else to ask you. This might be a hot take for, I feel like people are on the fence about this. What do you both think about AI and blogging? I feel like people are so excited about AI, and I'm excited about AI too. I love utilizing it, but I feel like people are now leaning too much on it to just write their blogs for them.
Yeah, it is a hot topic. I'll put it that way. We did a really great episode actually on our podcast with Colin Tate about AI mm-hmm. that I would encourage you to listen to. You can link that. I can put that in.
I will. Yeah, please.
But I think at the heart of it, what we have to remind ourselves is at the end of the day, people still want that human to human connection. Mm-hmm. And that if we are creating content that sounds like what everybody else is creating, then we're losing what content creation really is. And so I'm not saying that you can't utilize AI in ways that could help you with like taglines or whatever, but if you are utilizing AI to write an entire blog post, I would advise you not to do that because one, you don't know where it's pulling that information from. And so you want to protect your business. That's just the long and short of it. I think there's a lot of really awesome things that can come with AI, but I think as with anything, you just have to be smart with it and you have to ask like, how can this support my business, not run my business, but how can this support my business? How can I use this tool to simplify what I'm doing? There are a lot of really cool things that you can do with it. I mean, there are, and we're not saying don't do those things. We're just saying, you know, make sure that you are still creating the content yourself, that they are your words, that you are not stealing them, things like that. Jennifer, you might have a little bit more to add on that.
No, I think you've really covered it because like you said, people want that human connection. People are starting to discern what has been put out with AI. And I know that will improve over time as AI gets, you know, smarter, I guess, so to speak. But really just utilizing it in ways that honestly can help you with the systems of your business, I think is the smart way to think about it right now. If helping you with some automation and some things like that versus, like you said, actually creating your content, you need to spend that time where it's important and where it's most impactful, and then use AI to help you save time in other areas.
I love that. I just wanted to hear your opinions on that because I think about that. Well, I feel like a lot of people now think about AI a lot. And I think about, I don't want to just like copy paste. Like I just don't want to lean on it so much. I want to still extract my personality and use it as a guide, but not as Dolly DeLong education. So yeah. I'm glad other people think the same way. Like I just hot take. Okay. Another question I have is realistically, like if a listener is okay, I'm going to revise my blog for my business. Realistically, how long would it take for there to be traction for their business if they utilize blogging on a consistent basis? Like, should they be producing 10 blogs a day? I don't know, like one blog a week? Like, what is a good cadence? What is realistic? Like, when can they truly be found? I know you don't know all the answers to this, but I know somebody probably is wondering that. So I'm just going to ask that.
I think that's the $1 million question. Yes. I wish we knew the answer for sure. You know, I think it goes back to, it depends a little bit on your niche. It depends on your strategy when it comes to SEO and how specific you're getting with your keywords. The more niche down you can be, the better, the faster you can typically grow. But it takes, you know, months to gain traction when it comes to SEO, if not longer, you know, 6 months, a year. And it does depend on how much content you're putting out as well, and how high of quality that content is. So if you're putting out multiple high quality blog posts a week, it's going to happen faster for you than if you're putting it out once a month. But that goes back to what is realistic for you and just making your plan, knowing what is possible. So, you know, we kind of throw out a number occasionally that sometimes it takes up to 100 blog posts to really like really have a significant amount of traffic on your website. And that is not a hard and fast number, but it's just kind of something you can aim towards to think about, okay, if I back into how many blog posts I can do per month, how long is it going to take me? Or what can I realistically expect in terms of really gaining some traction with my blog?
Gotcha. I know. I love that answer. I love how realistic it is versus you're saying, you could say, well, it would just take about 1 or 2 months. Cause I feel like I see ads about that with blogging. If you start blogging, you'll make six figures in a day. I'm like, I think there's a disconnect here with, I don't think this is true, but maybe true for, like you're saying, very specific niches, whatever you pronounce it. But I don't know. I just, I am of the mindset, like slow and steady wins the race, but we live in a very fast paced culture and society and environment. And that is not the fun, sexy mindset to have. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm very lame in the online space. I'm like, oh, if you're just consistent and if you make a workflow and you stick to it, and people are like, that's not fun. I don't want to do that.
But I think it's realistic because there's so many moving parts. Like Jennifer said, it's your niche, but it's also dependent on, are you only trying to get on an ad network, or are you willing to do other things, or do you have other things that you can offer? You know, so I think that there's a lot of moving parts there. And you can make money a lot of different ways when it comes to blogging. And so it's just having that open mind of like, what works for your niche, what works for your time, and is it making you happy? I mean, I think that we have to ask ourselves that question. Like, is my business joyful, or do I get up every morning and do I hate what I'm doing? And if you hate what you're doing, the beautiful thing about being an online creator is that there are a lot of different avenues that you can do. It doesn't have to be just doing podcasts or blogging or creating a service. I mean, you can do one or all of those things or none of those things and create your own path and do whatever you want to do. But if you don't know your why and you don't know how much time you have and what you actually want, and you don't know what you're actually doing with your time, then all of that feels very, very overwhelming. And so it's just data that we learn as we are building these online businesses that I think fuels, you know, our next steps and our decisions and how we want to continue to grow our businesses.
Amy, that totally should be an audio clip right there. Oh. That should be the shareable graphic from this whole episode. You summarized it so well, and I just want to thank you. And so that kind of, as we wrap up, I want to ask you to share with my listeners just how they can find you too, how they can work with you and get to know you more, because especially if blogging is on your to-do list for this year in driving more traffic to your business and driving more traffic to growing out your email list through a blog or growing more brand awareness through your blog, then work with Jennifer and Amy and grow with their community. So Jennifer and Amy, how can people find you and work with you?
Well, you can find us on our website. It is sparkmediaconcepts.com, first and foremost. We do have a podcast as well that we release weekly episodes every Tuesday. And you can also see Dolly's episode on there as well. It is called The Ultimate Blog Podcast. And really, that is where you're going to learn a lot, first and foremost, just to see if we would be a good fit for you. We do have a couple different courses and ways that we can connect and support people who want to go a step further and have some support. We have what's called the Blog Depot that you can understand the foundations of blogging and really narrow down your niche and decide if that's where you want to go. But then if you know that you want to blog, our course is called the Ultimate Blog Bootcamp. And we really do walk alongside our students in there and help them start their blog from start to finish. We help you set up a self-hosted SEO optimized website, and you get support in Slack with Jennifer and I. And it's just a way for us to really kind of, what we say all the time is, take what we've learned and turn around and grab the hand of somebody else in the industry and take them along the way, because it's something that we wish that we had along the way, is someone to help us through it. And we've learned a lot over the years. And so taking the knowledge that we've learned and being able to just kind of pass the baton, because the internet is a very large space and there is room for all of us. And so if blogging is on your radar this year, if you want to just send us an email, you could start there too. sparkmediaconceptskc@gmail.com and just ask us, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing. Could a blog help or not? And then we also do have the freebie that Jennifer talked about. We created a blogging workflow template in ClickUp. And so if you are interested in getting that, we will give Dolly the link that she can put in her show notes. So you can download that and hopefully it will help simplify blogging and your ideas and refine them, so you can start with a really just simplified version of moving the needle forward when it comes to creating content for your blog.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer and Amy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and thank you for letting me hound you with questions about blogging, because I'm sure you two are like, oh my goodness, this one question again and again. So Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So everyone who's listening, please go and give Jennifer and Amy a follow and then go to the show notes of this podcast and the corresponding blog to find out how to stay connected with them. And all the resources mentioned in this episode will be there as well. So until next week, stay streamlined and magical, you amazing muggle you. And I will talk to you more next week with the new systems and workflow related episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. You can find full show notes from today's episode at dollydelongphotography.com/podcast. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you'd subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. Be sure to screenshot this episode, share it to your stories, and tag me at Dolly DeLong Education over on Instagram. Until next time, go make some strategic workflow magic.